Gilda, Las Vegas.
Welcome, Vegas. I want to just say a special thank you to all of our friends from Las Vegas, out of Scott Miano's team. Boy, have they ever been doing an incredible, incredible job. Folks, I've got straight up right now, 1 o'clock, so I'm going to ask you to go ahead and please make sure your phone is on mute. I am so happy to have the opportunity to sit in briefly here for Anthony to just welcome everybody to the call. You know, there is a saying that fortune favors the bold, and I want to say in the vein of Mr. Scott Miano that the fortune actually favors those people who go to work. You know, I want to offer my very, very, very deep and sincere thanks to the media leadership team. You know, with folks like Anthony and Scott and Jim, you cannot help but be inspired, folks, to get busy. Now, you know, it's been an incredible week for us here on the East Coast and our team. We've got some incredible leaders. You know, the lead generation system that Scott put in place has been producing some tremendous free trial leads for us. And I am sure that many of those are going to be converting to subscribers very, very soon. You know, one of our team's top promoters, a gentleman by the name of Reggie Mignon, introduced new media to his barber, who in turn, listen to this now, introduced it to a customer who happens to own several worldwide call centers. Now, some of those are doing over $100,000 a month. Well, needless to say, this gentleman's name is Anthony, and he is very, very, very excited about using his call centers to promote new media. So that's just one of the things that just came out as a result of Reggie introducing new media to his barber, who in turn introduced it to this gentleman. You just never know, folks, when the next person you talk to is going to lead you to something like that. Incidentally, just also recently, my nephew, who is a very proud new media subscriber, he's also the head coach for the Tampa Bay Titans, a pro basketball team, introduced new media to the lead owner, who's actually the first African-American woman in the United States to own a pro basketball team. And she is also very interested in using new media in a couple of different ways. One, as a fan reward system, and two, possibly to even put their games on new media to televise them. Now, I got to tell you, I woke up at 5:30 this morning to get some marketing material ready. I actually just walked back in the house a little while ago, handed out over 150 new media postcards at the Fernandina Beach Shrimp Festival this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something with you. I heard, if not one, not 10, 20, 30 comments just like this one. I hate my cable company. I cannot tell you how many times I have people tell me that. You know, I just could not give out cards fast enough, and I am just so excited. I even talked to a couple of vendors who took a stack of cards and were using them to attract more customers to their, you know, their food stalls and so forth. Leslie, I just want to say this one last thing. We absolutely have an obligation to share this cost-effective, money-making opportunity far and wide. So with that, I am positively delighted to have the opportunity to bring on the line the man of the hour, none other than our fearless leader, founder of New Media, Mr. Jim Farris. Jim, are you there, sir?
I am, my friend. Dan, man, we can stop the call right now, man. You got me all excited, man.
It's been an exciting week, Jim, and thank you for all your support, man. And we are ready to knock this grand slam out of the park. Thank you.
Man, it was really a pleasure meeting you a couple of months ago in Huntington Beach. And I'm telling you, I feel like, you know, we're all one big family here and growing and very, very exciting stuff, guys. Very exciting. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. Good morning. Good afternoon. we got some really, really incredibly good stuff this morning. You know, I had it all lined up and, you know, I was scripting everything because, you know, you got to prepare for, because I really look forward to these calls, guys. I really do, all week long. You know, and then one of our leaders in Las Vegas, Michael Yee, you know, sent me this article. I saw it this morning, you know, and every day, like you, you know, you get hundreds of emails. you know, but when Michael sent me something, I really, you know, pay attention to it. So I opened it up, and what do we get? Oh, my God, guys, this is everything that we've been talking about. This is everything that we've been working for, you know, and so on. Look, guys, okay, in the last 35 years, I've had many companies, and some of them were ahead of their time. Some of them were a little behind and so on. It is really, 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 I feel like it's almost impossible to set something up that has literally the perfect product with the perfect combination of, you know, support team, marketing team, you know, and the perfect timing. Timing is everything, guys. Timing is everything. You know, I heard of the story. There was a company that had a better technology than YouTube, much, much better. You know, and they spent like, I don't know, $180 million. And, you know, it was really spectacular and so on and so forth. But they launched it like a couple years before, you know, people went on high-speed internet. You know, remember the AOL dial-up? Well, you know, and the company, you know, was doing a dot-com days because I also had a dot-com company. You know, they went to 120 million. And so I remember that company and I said, man, this company really has some really cool technology. And there's a lot of future here, just like YouTube. It was just like YouTube, you know? And so they went through, they burned through a couple $100 million, you know, getting it ready and so on. But remember back then, remember the AOL discs, you know, that you got every day in the mail? You know, you know, if you had 30K speed, you know, that was decent. You know, well, unfortunately, that company only lasted a couple of years, you know, and as soon as the cash was done, you know, they were out of business, you know. Literally, guys, literally, about 14 months later, okay, a new kid on the block, YouTube, comes along, same, almost the same technology. And in fact, I thought it was much inferior, okay, and look, where is YouTube today, you know. So I really, really believe, guys, timing is like 80% of the game, okay? And we at New Media, you know, for the last 2 years, we've been really, really working. You know, Dan, I think, has been with us for over a year, you know, and a lot of his team members, you know, just about the same time. And Anthony, almost a year and a half, and, you know, and so on. And so we're literally a new kid on the block. New kid, you know, in the media industry, okay? And we've been developing, we've been working, we've been enhancing, we've been spending gobs of, you know, money on our infrastructure and so on, and we keep doing it, and so on, really gearing up for what we're about to kick off, what we're about to launch, what we're about to really open up to the whole world. Well, when I got the article today from Michael, guys, I'm telling you, to me, this was, you know, an incredible, incredible reaffirmation, okay, that, man, New Media is like the perfect company with the perfect product, with the perfect timing, you know, with the perfect opportunity, okay? And now we're going global and so on. Please, guys, print that article, read that article, pass it along. You know, pass it to everybody that you've sent free trials to. Okay, you know, put a little paragraph and email it to everybody that you know. It is really, really, really incredible. You know, it talks about pretty much all of the big providers. You know, the Dish, the DirecTV, AT&T, and you know, and so on. How they're literally, guys, they're literally hemorrhaging customers. You know, imagine losing 544,000 customers in a quarter. 544,000. That's how much AT&T and DirecTV lost in a quarter. You know, and it goes on and on and on. You know, and none of them, Dish lost 260,000 customers. Okay, traditional pay TV subscribers. You know, Verizon, 53,000 TV subscribers that they've shed, you know, and it goes on and on and on, you know, guys, and people are shifting to online services like New Media, like Hulu, Roku, Sling, now Apple TV, and so on. And now they're all competing at that lower price range.
Well, the article also goes down, you know, the more you read into the article, that tells you that, yes, they're giving you a better price, you know, between $30 and $40, but it is so slimmed down. It is so slimmed down that they make you, hey, if you need any kind of quality programming, you're going to have to pay and pay and pay and pay, okay? We are, guys, I'm telling you, we are at such a sweet spot in the whole media industry right now, and none of these companies, zero, zilch, none, provide you with any kind of a referral marketing program and so on. In fact, I think one of them said that they've literally skimmed it down so much, they stopped all of the promotional items, all of the, hey, you get $5 if you refer it to your friend one time. Okay, they stopped all that, okay, because they're just, you know, they're cutting into the price points and so on. But you're getting bare bones. You're really getting, if you want live TV and so on and so forth, then it jumps you another $20, $30, $40. If you want the premium channels, HBO, Cinemax, Stars, and so on, you're going to have to pay and pay and pay, you know, and before you know it, you're back exactly where you left your cable company's bill, okay? And you know what's also funny? In the article, it says that they also periodically increase your subscription. Okay, I think it said that one of them, I forgot which one, just increased it another 10%, okay? And I'm talking about the streaming service, okay? They increased it another 10%. So, guys, I'm telling you, for $49.95, and now with our international program, okay, coming out for $29.95, $30 a month, okay, that people can get here in the U.S. and internationally. It's really good for international. The only difference is, okay, with the $29.95, guys, you're not going to get the premium channels like the HBO, Cinemax, Stars, and so on, because those are really more expensive, okay? And so that's the only difference, you know, but for people who want all of the U.S. channels, the news channels, all of the sports channels, all the movies, the kids, everything, okay, for $29.95, guys, I'm telling you, you cannot beat it anywhere. And we're still offering the business opportunity. So, guys, I'm telling you, what an incredible, incredible article. And this article just came out, you know, from Variety magazine. So definitely, guys, print it, take a look at it, and so on. I'm telling you guys, you know, I could have, as they say, I couldn't have wrote this better myself. You know, Cord Cutters top tops records in Q1 as skinny bundles get fatter price tags. Okay. Basically, what they're saying, I mean, there was record people moving away from the cable providers, okay, and they keep making skinnier and skinnier bundles, okay, while getting fatter price tags. It's a little confusing heading to it, you know, but yeah. So, guys, I'm telling you, your $29.95, your $49.95, guys, does not go up a penny, does not increase, does not decrease, okay? That's what it is each and every single month, okay? So, all right, so I really wanted to get that out and share this with everybody this morning. It's absolutely incredible. And so now, let me give you guys some really, really exciting updates, okay? Our new app is actually finally almost done. Finally, almost done. All right. I've been playing with it, like I said, for the last couple of weeks and so on. Guys, on Thursday, I got the confirmation that these guys are ready to go ahead and start wrapping it up. It is done. Our new app, which I'm really, really, really excited about, guys. Okay. Because it really, I mean, as far as I know now, there's like 32 enhancements. Okay. And it's going to be version 2.6. Okay, and as soon as we load it up on the Google Store, our Apple developers are going to also complete it, hopefully by later on this week, okay, and also post it on the Apple Store. But it really doesn't matter, because if you're going to load it up on your Amazon stick
okay, it's going to be Android, and you can download it from our own servers, global servers, or from the Google Store. All right, so as soon as that's up and ready for you guys, trust me, guys, when I tell you, you guys are going to be extremely, extremely excited about it, okay? What I recommend, I'm telling you guys, what really, really, really is working phenomenally well, you know, several weeks ago, you've heard from one of our senior, that's the best way I can put it, senior leaders. He's actually a five-star leader in Southern California. His name is Jim Clover. What he does is he's got this Fire Stick, got two, three of them preloaded, pre-done. You know, the gentleman is about 107 years old. I'm just kidding you. 72. All right. And he preloads them, so on and so. And he drops them off at people's potential customers' homes. Say, hey, try this for a couple of days and tell me what you think. You know, that type of thing. You know, it's like the puppy dog approach. You know, and I tell you guys, it really, really, really works. Okay, so if you're serious about the business, go out there, invest in it, buy a couple Fire Sticks, preload it. When you're meeting with someone, so on, all you have to do is just hook it up to their internet, okay, plug it on their TV, and before you know it, you know, the thing is up and running. So with the new app coming, with the version 2.6 coming, okay, with the huge enhancements, 32 really, really, really big enhancements, okay, coming. Guys, I'm telling you, I think we have the world, you know, our oyster is this media world that we're about to explode out there, okay? And honestly, guys, for a lot of reasons, we've been sort of waiting before we really officially kicked off the CAST program with Scott's lead generator program. Guys, you know, I hope he spends a few minutes, but imagine getting hundreds of leads a day, not just for free trial users, people who are interested in a home-based opportunity. You know, this is exactly the focus that really should be on everybody's mind, okay? And this is where it's going to make you the most money. And honestly, guys, when you duplicate your effort, when you bring people on board that really see the income opportunity value and everything that we put together, okay, it's like duplicating yourself. It's like you're Xeroxing, copying yourself over and over and over and over again, you know? So every morning when you get up, you can have literally 20, 30, 50 Dan Singletons get up just like you, and they go out there and they're, you know, talking to people and so on. And this is the power of our new media business. You know, with our coded bonus plan and our, you know, 8-level, you know, compressed residual payout, you know, this is where you're going to make the most money, you know, really from any opportunity. You know, there is no way, guys, you're going to be able to go out there and work enough. Okay, and you know, there's just not enough hours. There's just not enough years in our lifetime where you, if you depend on your own effort to go out there and build your nest egg, okay, it just doesn't happen. It just does not happen. You know, the secret is in the power of duplication. It's in earning from other people's efforts, and this is exactly what we have here. You know, irregardless what these other companies are losing customers to streaming media companies. There is no one. There's no one out there that has got a better opportunity, you know, with a complete package than New Media. And guess what, guys? We're about to go global. We're literally about to go global now, you know. And so now with the app coming, okay, with the new app, with all the enhancements and so on, we're going to release this baby, you know, to the whole world. Where me and Scott have been working, you know, with our credit card providers, you know, and really in the past month. We're very close to actually turning that on right now. Their programmers, our developers are working together right now, you know, to start coding everything in. I was really hoping that they would get it done by like yesterday. It looks like it's going to be early next week before they get that. And what I mean by that is, you know, to be able to take credit card payments, credit card, not just the monthly subscription, but also for the initial payments. So $149, $299, $499, you know, to come in as a 1, 2, 3 star, all on credit card. Okay, we're only going to be taking credit cards from this point on. Okay, no more checks, because again, guys, we need to streamline our entire system. The check payment system worked for us, you know, for the first several thousand people that came on board, okay, and really got us going, you know. But right now, our entire back end has been enhanced recently, you know, the whole back office and so on. So everything has to be automated. Everything has to, you know, run like clockwork. I don't need our staff to get these checks and run to the bank every day and process them and so on, because, you know, we can't do this outside the U.S. anyway. So everything is going to be now handled through the credit card processing. Now, there's one announcement I need to make, and I'm going to turn it over to my partner, Scott. every day this month, okay, for the next probably 15 days, you and your team who is currently paying by check for your monthly subscription, okay, $49.95, is going to receive an email from us, okay, asking you, okay, well, it's going to be telling you about the new app that we have coming, okay, version 2.6, plus that we're moving away from the check payment system. And we need everybody to give us their credit cards or debit cards, you know, to switch them over. Okay. So please, when you get it, okay, go ahead and inform your team members to also go ahead and take care of it. And once we do this once, I mean, literally over the next, you know, 2-3 weeks, and that's it. I mean, our entire system becomes 100% automated, becomes, 100%, streamlined, okay. And then also, guys, we really did have a lot of issues with the bank, because a certain percentage of these checks are coming back, you know, NSF account closed, something wrong with the checking accounts, okay. And it's really causing us a lot of fees from our end. And then we're really trying not to charge you guys, you know, for these things, but it's really eating up into our side now. And so on. But with a credit card, we don't need to go through that. And with a credit card system, okay, it's automatic. Literally, the payment comes through, gets processed at the end of the day, commissions are paid to your back office, and so on. So if it doesn't go through, we notify the person, hey, your credit card didn't go through, you know, go to fix it. They fix it, and that's it. But there's no fees. There's no NSF fees. Sometimes it's taken us 2 weeks to find out that there's an issue, and then we have to go in there, delete the commissions, and go back and forth, and so on. And there's no way. Guys, we're about to bring on millions of customers, you know, globally, here in the U.S. and abroad. So we need to 100% streamline the system. So please, when you get it, look for it and share it with your people and so on. Let's get everybody flipped over into this new streamlined system. All right, as far as the updates, guys, like I said, there's two things, you know, that the credit card thing, plus the app coming, okay, and the new credit card processing, you know, for everybody that's ready to kick in place in the next few days. All right, so having said that, my friend, Scotty, looking forward to meeting with you the 18th. Is it the 17th or 18th? Scott, please share with everyone exactly what's going on over there in Vegas with you.
The 17th, my friend. Hallelujah. Hey,
man, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're excited. Hey, welcome all future new media. I got to say, multimillionaire, Jim, because we are going to make people a lot of money. Hey, everybody. Hey, thank you for going down this venture with Jim and I and new media and Anthony and the gang. And streamlining to the credit card or, you know, debit card process to get the payments in. I mean, a lot of us don't like seeing our commissions grow and then start to erode. And you know, why is my commission going down? And it's because checks are coming back for whatever reason. So we're going to eliminate that process. So when you see the money go into your account, they're never taken away because, you know, return checks and stuff. So hey, help us with this last transition over to this thing, and that'll be beautiful. I feel like a kid in a candy store. But I got to start by first saying thank you to Dan the Man Singleton. Hey, Dan, it's awesome hearing you on the call. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. Thank you for being such a great leader for your team. You are the man. You know, Dan said something earlier, and he was talking about obligation. You know, let me talk about obligation. You, all of us, are obligated to share new media with everybody you care about. Everybody you care about. And the reason is, what are they going to do? How are they going to feel when a year from now you are making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more every single month, and you never shared it with them? Wow, wow, boy, are you going to feel like a no-good, rotten SOB of a person because you didn't share it with them. All you have to do is tell them. You know, we are going to create such an incredible opportunity that it is out of sight, out of mind, mind-blowing. I got so much to share with you. I got to share with you a conversation I had just yesterday. So there's a gentleman who was a new media member and thought he could piece together his own streaming program. So he's trying, and there's a gentleman who just joined his company, and he was on a call with me last night, yesterday evening, and I said, look, first of all, I'm not going to badmouth the guy. More power to him. He wants to try to do his own deal. He wanted to call his own shots. He wanted to do things, you know, with new media that we just didn't want to do. You know, we're not about to nickel and dime all our people. Everything we do, everything Jim does that and I do is for the benefit of our members. Our profits are going to come from the $49.95 or $29.95 from the media service. We're not trying to charge you a nickel and a dime or a dollar for this and a dollar for that, which is an incredible, incredible, incredible thing for Jim to do. You know, I've been around a lot of network marketing companies, and they say, oh, you got a free back office. But if you want the good back office, then you got to pay another $14.95 a month. Or have, you know, all kinds of garbage. Anyway, people, we don't want to do that. So anyway, I was on this phone call with this guy, and I said, look, I'm not going to badmouth the guy or what he's doing. Let me just tell you where we're at and where we're going. And when I was done, he was like, oh, my God, Scott. Oh, my God. It's crazy. There's no comparison. I said, well, you do what's good for you, you know, make your choice. And he immediately said, I need you on a conference call. I'll get my team together, and we'll be new media champions, people. This is like taking candy from a baby, picking money up off the ground. You don't have to lie. You don't have to exaggerate. You don't have to badmouth the competition. Just tell them what we got, you know? So for that, I say, Jim, thank you for all you do. You know, 1 million people left cable and satellite TV, hemorrhaging customers, and did they leave because they have a great option? The answer is no. They left because they are sick and tired and pissed off of the way they're being treated, the prices they're paying from cable and satellite TV. You know, so they're accepting an option that they're not really thrilled with. Show them new media, and they will all be coming our way. You know, Jim talked about timing, 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 and I got to tell you, I am in 100% agreement. For those of you that get on the opportunity webinars, you see me playing a video by Bill Gross. This guy's worth over $2 billion. He started over 100 companies and they did the analytics, the actual studies on why companies succeed and why companies fail. And it's timing is the number one factor. You know, and I got a story I got to share with you guys too. You know, many years ago, somebody approached me about a company, and I even forgot what the name of the company was, but they were doing email videos. And I thought, wow, what a cool concept. You know, and my brother has been in real estate forever, and I thought, oh, my God, they could go out and they could video a property and send it out in an email, and they would, the customers, potential customers would see the property in this email and, you know, so forth. And I thought, what a, oh, my God, until I tried it. And the video was like, go, stop. You know, I mean, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And I'll tell you what, if they came out with that product today, they're way behind the times. So it was too early for that company then. And to do something like that now is too late. What a small window of opportunity do they have? You know, guess what? That company's out of business. You know, whew, people, timing could not be better for new media, our team, and what we're doing. So, people, it's time. It's time to get going. Before I forget, let me share with you May 17th. May 17th, we are, you know, I'm calling it a launch, a kickoff, the start. It's the real start for our business, people, because up until now, we've been adjusting, tinkering, you know, putting in new software, new back office, new this, adjusting, you know. Now we're going to be ready. By the 17th, we're going to be ready. The credit card merchant account system will be tied in 100%, or when Jim comes to town, we're just going to lynch him. We might shoot him. We might, you know, Jim, these people will hurt you if we're not ready to really go, because we're excited, Jim. We're really, really excited to rock this business. I have 100% trust, people. We will be ready. We're right around the corner from being able to slam the pedal to the metal, and go burn some rubber and take our business off. So May 17th at the Hampton Inn, please email me if you need more information, scott@newmedia.biz with two T's, scott@newmedia.biz if you need more information. But registration is going to be 6:30 in the evening. We're going to start our presentation at 7. At 8 o'clock, we're going to feed the people and give them training. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It's going to be an exciting event, and we're going to have lots of cool things going on. So if you can be in Las Vegas, it's actually going to be in Henderson, Nevada, which is really adjacent to Las Vegas. You wouldn't know the difference if it were Las Vegas or Henderson. But in a nice location at a hotel, and we're going to overpack that room. I can guarantee we're going to overpack it, Jim. Be ready. I will probably lose my voice on that day because we'll be yelling and screaming and so excited for everything that's going on. So let me move on. People, it is time. Time to get going. Look, if you're going at 100 miles an hour right now, you know, my man Dan the man Singleton is going 100 miles an hour. Dan, you need to go 150. You know, if you're going at 50 miles an hour, you're going at half speed, then go 100. If you're going at 5%, you know, 5 miles per hour, then go 50. If you are at a standstill, if you were waiting, you were watching, you were saying, well, when they do this, then I will do something, it's time to get off your hiney, get off your rear, and do something. Because everything you do now, whatever you do for the next 6 to 12 months, will multiply will multiply many, 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 many times. As many of you heard me say before, I know a lady. This lady is a normal person. She got involved in a network marketing company right at the beginning, and she worked part-time-ish for about 4 years. And just because of timing, this lady has made around $4 million from this network marketing venture. She still makes $180,000 a year, and she has not touched her business in 20 years. Wow. We are going to create people like that, but they're going to be on steroids, people. I guarantee you, the people that do what she did will not make $4 million. They'll make $20 million. They'll not make $180,000 a year. They'll be making $200,000-$300,000 a year, more. More. I mean, crazy amounts of income. Whatever you do, if you do nothing, multiply nothing, zero times 10 is still zero. Zero times 5, 50. You know, I'm sorry, five times 10. Even my math is bad, and I'm good at math. 5 times 10 is 50, right? 50 times 10, what happened? People, if you go all out for the next 6 to 12 months, hallelujah. You know, you can make an incredible amount of income. It will happen. Some of you will work your tail off for the next 12 months and get a team, a good team going, and duplicate it. Duplicate it, what you do. We'll teach you what to do, right? And you will have an incredible residual income. You will be like my buddy who lives right here in Las Vegas, who has made over $1 million a year in network marketing since 1999. And this guy owns, I don't know, I'm guessing probably 50 or 75 residential properties, all free and clear. So he's bought, you know, all these properties. Some are in Vegas, some are in California. He's collecting $1,000, $2,000 a month rent. This guy probably collects another $80,000, $90,000 a month in rent because of all the money he's made over the years. When he has zero debt, he just built himself a house that's worth around $10 million. I mean, they can do whatever they want. This guy's in his 40s. I mean, he's been retired before. Travels. I mean, what a lifestyle. We can all have that. All of us can have that. All you have to do is pay the price. You know, let me share with you. Let me share with you what I do. Because I'm a full believer of lead by example. So on Monday is my half day. I work 12 hours. I only work half the day. Tuesdays, I work about 15 hours. Wednesday, 15 hours. Thursday, 15 hours. On Friday, I get another half day, about 12 hours. Saturdays is a half day for me, about 12 hours. On Sundays, people, I try to take off, but if there's something big that's happening, you know, my family knows that I will jump in and I will do business. But I try to take off. I try to, you know, recharge my battery and spend time with the family and stuff. You know, that's very important as well. But I know 12 months from now, and trust me, Jim and I have these conversations. 12 months from now, we're going to be able to travel the world, eat whatever I want to eat, you know, and sounds like a stupid statement. You know, I was watching this YouTube video, and this guy's traveling around, and he ordered this 40-pound lobster. You know, like, are you kidding me? And the biggest king crab he could find. And he spent around $1,500 for this food. I mean, oh, my gosh. I want to do that. I want to be able to golf anywhere I want to golf. I want to be able to, you know, have my family with less stress, less headache. I want to, you know, I mean, I honestly don't want a 20,000 square foot house. I don't want to live like that. But travel, eat what I want, play, do stuff, no stress. I don't have to worry about how much money I'm spending because guess what? Next month, here it comes again. Here it comes again. You know, to have a fat bank account, and every month you got tons of money coming in. So if you spent all your money, if you were making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month, and you spent that $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 doing crazy stuff, and next month you got another $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, that, I mean, that's crazy. I have a friend who told me, Scott, I have so much money coming in, I cannot spend it fast enough. And every month, my problem is, where do I put this money now? He said, if I sat on the top of my money, I'd have a nosebleed. People, that's the kind of lifestyle we're talking about. You know, I once heard, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a donkey drink. So people, if people don't want to follow you, just keep going. You're obligated to share with people you love and people you care about. Share. If they don't want to take a drink of the water, just keep moving. You know, every now and then go back and offer them a drink of the water. I have a brother like that. I have relatives like that. You know, it doesn't stop me. I just keep going. You know, I was listening to a video the other day. It says, you know, it doesn't matter what your friends think. It doesn't matter what your family thinks. It's all about what you think. And trust me, you can do it. You can do a whole heck of a lot. Now, I would be shocked if I didn't share with you a little update about our lead generator. So before I get excited out of my mind, I got to share with you that I just received an email from the owner of the lead generator company, and he says, Scott, we are ready to go. So people, this company is ready to help us, to grow with us. They're going to make a bunch of money too. But trust me, I'm not an idiot. Jim's not an idiot. So we are looking for additional lead generation sources. Our work's not done. We're not going to find one and rest on our laurels. We're looking for another. We're thinking about other ways to secure and solidify, and things will just get better. We are consummate workers, always trying to get everything better for everybody. All right? So lead generation and CAS. And CAS is getting up to speed, and people laugh when I tell them about lead generation and CAS because it is absolutely the most incredible idea, never been done in network marketing history. When I tell network marketing leaders what we're doing, all they say is, oh, my God. I promised my son I would say only, oh, my God, one time during this training because he says, Dad, you say it a lot. I said, I can't help it. I'm so excited. You know? Oh, my God. I blew it. So excited. Lead generation and CAS, what we have, I can enroll any networker. Any networker that has two working brain cells left, I can enroll them. Because this is the most incredible thing around. Look, we can duplicate what people will do. Just get on the lead generator and CAS system, and if they did nothing more in a year, they're making $600 a month, spending $30, making $600. Come on, what? Who doesn't want that? If I can spend $30 and make $600, the question is, can I spend $60 and make $1,200? Can I spend $120 and make $2,400? But you don't need to because time will duplicate and double the income. And if you have three brain cells working, the people you enroll, you'll teach them to do the same thing, and your indirect income will grow, and the indirect income will be far, 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 far greater than your direct income, stuff you do by yourself. It's not about what you do. It's about what your team does. And if your team is teaching other people to do it, and they duplicate, hallelujah, people, we are done. 10 people, enroll 10 people is 100. They enroll 10 people is 1,000. They enroll 10 people is 10,000. If you add all that up, I don't know what the number is, but just take 10,000, multiply it by $2, and that's $20,000 a month. How hard is it to do that if you have a lead generator and cast working for you? This is absolutely the most incredible system I have ever seen around. As Jim stated, it is 300 opt-in business-seeking individuals, people who are looking for some way to make some money. And I'll tell you, when I've enrolled them and I told them what to do, they said, "You're kidding me, Scott. You are kidding me." I said, "No." The guy says, "Look, Scott, all you want me to do is exactly what you did to me?" I said, "Yeah. I can show you how to create the little video, put it on Facebook and LinkedIn, you know, send it out via social media, have that working when you're not working, because the video works 24/7, right? You can access 3.2 billion Facebook users, 500 million LinkedIn users 24/7. They can see your videos. Post other things related to business. Post that 100 or 1 million people quit cable and satellite TV in the last quarter. Post that kind of information. You know, it works for you when you're not working." I said, "Go ahead and do that. And then let's enroll people you love and care about, your brother, your father, your mother, whoever, auntie, uncle, people you love. Teach them to do the same thing, and then we'll get on the lead generation system, the same thing that you opted into. We'll get people just like you, and we'll put them on our CAS system and duplicate. And you teach your people to do the same thing." He goes, "Scott, I can do that. I can do that." He says, "I've been looking for something for a while. Every other person, whenever I find them, they say, don't do what I did. I want you to do this, this, and this, and this, and this." And nobody has a real system. It's go out and market, you know, dial for dollars. I mean, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely incredible what we have. The product is getting phenomenal. It's already really, really good. It's going to get better. The app's going to get better. Our back office is working great. We constantly look at different tools. Jim and I were looking at a tool the other day, and the guy says, "Yeah, it's only $500,000 to buy it." I almost fell off my chair. I know Jim almost fell off his chair because we had a conversation after, and we said, "Oh, my God, we can create a system just like that for far less dollars." What they have is an incredible idea. It's going to be an incredible tool for us, but we'll make our own. We'll make our own. We'll pay, you know, people to put it together. You guys don't have to do that. Just follow. Just follow. Jim and I and some other leaders will do all the hard work. We're the ones pounding our head and you know, figuring out what doesn't work. We want you to copy what does work. Just copy what does work, and your future will become incredible. All right, everybody. Hey, I got a room full of excited new media people that we need to do a presentation. We also have a webinar that goes off at 11 o'clock at the same time. Opportunity webinars. Get people on the opportunity webinars. Get everybody else, your other teammates, your new people on all our training calls. Get them to duplicate, 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 duplicate. That's the name of the business. People will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. Dan, thank you very much for everything you've done. If you want to take this back over, Dan, and say a few words, I'm 100% cool with that. Dan, are you still on the call?
Absolutely. Would not miss a second of listening to you, Scott. Thank you so much for those kind words. Go ahead and do your thing, brother. It was a pleasure to have a chance to visit you in Vegas, and I really look forward to oh, my God, I don't know if I can get there on the 17th, but I got to really figure out how I can get out there, man. I am so excited about, you know, where we are and where we're headed. I just copied that Variety article. For those of you who didn't get the details on that, it's May 3rd, and it is incredible. I'm actually posting, I'm going to be sending that out shortly to the team, but oh, my God, so many incredible statistics. If you want to make a note, folks, it's a May 3rd Variety magazine. You can Google it. Cord-cutting tops records in Q1 as skinny bundles get fatter price tags. It is an incredible article. Like I said, just today, you know, walking around the Fernandina Beach Shrimp Festival, giving out dozens and dozens of new media postcards, I could not believe. Listen, I'm telling you, I mean, person after person after person that I approach, and I just ask a real simple question. Hey, let me ask you, how do you feel about your cable TV bill? Do you feel like you're getting your money's worth? And then I just shut up and listen. And I mean, almost to a person, they were saying to me things like, are you kidding me? I hate my cable bill. So is it any wonder with an article like this coming out, guys, we've got the most incredible opportunity I've ever had a chance to be a part of. And with leadership like Scott and Jim and Anthony, we are going to knock this sucker out of the park. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. Please do yourself a favor. Get on that opportunity meeting with Scott. Nobody does it better. And we will see you all at the top. Thank you again for being on the call. We'll see you next time. Thank you.